以下是议程第七项关于尖沙咀的规划大纲图的修改。咁就是规划处有一啲同事是嚟向我哋讲解嘅。咁就是Miss Heidi Chan, Mr. C.K. So, Mr. T.W. T.T. Chiu,吳德華，歡迎你回到這裡。吳德華以前是我們的 secretary 來的。咁或者提一提委員啦，咁就其實同呢、這個議程有關嘅，就係台面大家都收到一封信，就係、是、其實我喺我個人嘅 email 裏面咧，就收到一個 address 俾共建維港委員會可供計劃檢討小組委員會主席，咁係由一個即係油尖旺區居民鄧輝昌先生寫過嚟嘅。咁呢封係一封即係中文信啦，咁但係都已經做咗一個英啊，多謝秘書啊，做咗一個英文嘅翻譯俾大家。咁就都係關注嗰個尖沙咀海濱發展摩天大廈嘅問題。咁咁或者呢一封信我唔知道規劃處嘅同事係咪都已經收到，咁或者有陣間都一齊講埋即係你哋嗰、那個即係回應，咁好使我哋可以一併去討論。咁或者我時間交俾阿 Heidi 啦，係。
嚇，多謝主席。咁其實尖沙咀區佢本身咧就係一個主要嘅商業樞紐啦，本身係有龐大嘅重建壓力嘅。咁如果係冇咗高度限制嘅話咧，咁、那個情況就係喺唔同嘅地方就會起咗好多，或者將會起一啲過高嘅建築物。咁、那個結果就係同個環境咧係唔協調嘅。咁回應市民嗰個訴求咧，我哋就為咗尖沙咀區咧就定咗一啲建築物嘅高度限制。呢、這、一個做法我哋覺得係一個更有效咯，係具透明度同埋更能夠公開俾公眾審視嘅一個機制。咁喺我哋去做呢一個高度檢討嘅時候咧，就已經顧及咗好多方面嘅嘢，包括就係城市規劃委員會就海港規劃訂立嘅理想同埋目標，共建維港委員會嘅海港規劃原則同埋指引。咁一個地區佢嗰、那個現況係點啦？佢個地形啦。佢個特色啦，而家嗰個高度個情況係點啦？規劃意向啊，重建嘅潛力同埋一啲嘅城市設計原則。另外，我哋都要睇翻究竟嗰幾個主要聯望點望過去尖沙咀區嘅時候個情況係點啦？以及就係我哋都做過空氣流通評估研究嘅結果。咁喺香港規劃標準與準則嗰個都市設計指引裏面咧，其實九龍半島南端，亦即係主要包括咗尖沙咀地區呢個地方，係被選定為高樓樞紐嘅高樓建築樞紐。咁其實建議嗰個建築物嘅高度限制，今次主要係保存由頭先講過嗰幾個主要嘅景觀點望過去山脊線嘅公眾視線啦，同埋去維持都市設計指引建議嗰個梯階式嘅高度概念。咁喺呢個大前提底下咧，我哋根據呢一、這個情況咧，就係、是、將一啲較高嘅建築物咧，就擺喺內陸嗰度；較低矮嘅建築物咧，就喺海旁。呢、這、一個咁嘅都市原則底下去做，成個尖沙咀嘅高度概念就係以市建局河內道項目愛嚟做一個最高嘅中心點。然後咧喺呢個中心點底下咧，就去向住呢個海旁一路咧係低矮落去嘅。咁就呢個做法就係希望咧就避免不良嘅高樓效應，同埋咧就係可以促進即係海港整體嗰個嘅開放性。咁喺制定高度限制嘅時候咧，我哋其實都了解到有一啲其實本身已經係存在或者係已承諾嘅發展項目。咁為咗反映呢、這個尖沙咀區作為高樓樞紐嘅特色咧，呢啲項目咧，我哋都係覺得應該係准許嘅。其中咧就係包括康宏廣場啦、半島酒店啦、麗景酒店啦、北京道一號、豪豐軒、海港城三期嘅重建項目、海園俱樂部嘅重建項目、新世界中心嘅重建項目。 海悦酒店的重建项目、东英大厦的重建项目和市建局的河内道重建项目的。关于具体的高度建议呢，我们就是说在尖东一带，尖东一带的地方，这些商业发展呢，其实相对地比起其他的尖沙咀区的地方，它是有比较宽阔的公共休憩用地，它那些街呢都是跟那个海边平行而走的。咁在空气流通评估里面呢，其实也都认定了这一区主要就是由东边吹过来的盛行风的一个窗口来的。所以我们整体的高度呢是限制在主水平基准60米以上的。咁沿住呢個寶靈街同埋德興街、德成街一帶呢一啲嘅住宅發展咧，為咗保存佢係由西營盤同埋中環七號碼頭嗰個觀景台望過去飛鵝山同埋獅子山嘅山脊線咧，我哋就係將呢一度嗰啲嘅發展咧係限制為主水平基準以上80米嘅。至於港威呢一邊，亦即係廣東道以西呢一堆嘅商業發展，為咗係方便通風嗰個考慮。那些風主要是由九龍風院和海防道和北京道吹過來，這個這樣的空氣流通的考慮呢，我們是將這裡的發展呢部分是限了在主水平基準以上85米的。但是當中呢，我們呢都是引入了呢是三條的通風或者是景觀廊。咁呢三條嘅通風或者景觀廊呢，佢哋係30米闊，咁就係個高度呢就係主水平基準以上15米嘅。至於柯士甸道、山林道同埋金巴利道呢一啲嘅商住發展同埋港景風一帶呢，我哋為咗保存區裏面而家嗰個視覺開放性同埋維持區入面嗰個特色呢，我哋就係限返佢呢係呢個主水平基準以上90米嘅。至於彌敦道兩邊呢一啲嘅，同埋柯士甸道以北呢一啲嘅商業發展咧，我哋根據整體個高度輪廓就覺得喺彌敦道兩邊咧係可以容許較居嘅建築物，所以我哋俾佢咧就係可以去到主水平基準以上100米嘅。咁就七鹹道南、金巴利道同埋中間道、廣東道一帶嘅地方呢，就是我們現在限了它，就是那個高度是主水平基準以上110米的。那這個呢就是其實跟那個從市建局河內道項目開始低落來的一個開始漸低式的高度輪廓的一個的概念了。至於最高，亦即係我剛才講過嘅咧，就係市建局河內道嘅項目，呢個係成區嘅中心點，咁佢嘅最高嘅高度咧，就會限喺主水平基準以上130米嘅。咁另外我哋都有一啲嘅政府機構或者社區同埋其他指定用途地帶，咁大家而家圖上都見到佢哋分別喺個區裏面唔同嘅位置啦。咁呢一啲嘅地帶呢，我哋覺得佢喺區裏面係發揮咗好大嘅通風空間同埋視覺緩和嘅效果，所以我哋都引入咗一個高度嘅限制，而嗰個限制嗰個理據主要就係一係反映佢而家用現有用途嗰個高度啦，或者係佢需要嘅高度，或者係一啲已經係計劃緊或者係承諾發展嗰個嘅高度。另外我想提一提就是而家大家見到呢一啲嘅位置，亦即係西南道以南啊、金巴利道、海防道、九龍公園徑啊、中間道、緬甸台呢一堆嘅地方咧，嗰啲街係非常之窄嘅。咁我哋嗰個空氣流通情況，嗰個空氣流通嗰個報告咧，就係話其實呢一堆嘅地方咧，個行人嗰個風環境都唔係太理想嘅。咁另外就係由於佢嗰個街道咧，行人街道十分之窄，所以我哋都係有一個建議，就係話喺呢一啲嘅地方，我哋引入咗一個要求，就係如果佢哋係能向即係面向住呢啲公共街道，除咗話係七鹹道南同埋彌敦道之外咧，當佢哋重建嘅時候咧，佢哋係需要從佢哋自己嗰個地盤裏面咧係後退，或者係留翻1.5米嘅非建築用地嘅。咁我呢就 亦都係喺呢一度咧介紹一下，就係一啲嘅合成照片，分別就係從四個嘅瞭望點裏面望過嚟，就俾大家睇一睇咧，就係喺一個有管制嘅狀況同埋一個冇管制狀況之下嗰個發展會係點樣。上面嗰個咧就係一個有管制嘅情況，或者係我哋嘅一個計劃嘅方案。下面嗰個咧就係如果冇高度限制嘅時候，一個好可能嘅方案嚟嘅。而第一張咧就係會係由西營盤中山紀念公園望過嚟啦。第二張就是由中環七號碼頭觀景台望過去這個區的。第三張就是由灣仔會展那裡望回過來的。而最後一張就是由天后那個海濱休憩用地那裡望回過來。這裡就是有四張的合成照片。我們其實就是在4月25號的時候將剛才講過那些的建議項目咧，就係已經刊憲。刊憲嘅期間咧，就會係刊憲咧，就會係兩個月嘅。咁所以其實如果係喺呢兩個月期間，即係由4月25號至到6月25號咧，就任何人咧都可以就有關嘅修訂項目咧，就喺呢個展示期間裏邊，就同城規會咧就係作出書面嘅申述嘅。咁基本上咧，我就簡介咗咧，就係我哋嘅修訂項目啦。至於主席剛才提及咧，就係有位市民鄧先生，佢就喺5月5號咧，就曾經有封電郵係俾共建維港委員會啊。我哋分別咧，亦都係已經答咗佢噶啦。係5月20號嘅時候咧，發展局咧，其實都已經係答咗佢噶啦，就係通過共建維港委員會秘書處就答翻阿鄧先生嗰個嘅內容，主要就係話，我哋喺2002-2003年做咗嗰個香港城市設計指引咧，九龍半島南端嘅尖沙咀區其實本身就係屬於高樓建築樞紐，所以佢個海傍地區係可以考慮作特別嘅設計嚟到起一啲比較高嘅大廈。所以喺做高度限制嘅時候咧，除咗話保存山脊線嘅景觀同埋梯級狀嘅建築物概念之外咧，其實規劃署方面亦都係因應一啲現有或者係已承諾發展項目喺設計上面嘅考慮咧，適當地喺圖則上面反映已批准嘅建築圖則同埋契約修訂內所容許嘅建築物高度。咁就鄧先生提及兩個嘅發展，一個咧就係新世界中心，第二個咧就係呢一個港威中心。港威三期的發展，咁我哋就亦都喺回覆裏面咧，同鄧先生講咗，就話新世界中心嗰個契約咧，其實就喺2003年嘅時候已經批咗啊。咁佢當時佢可以批嗰個建築物咧，其實係可以去到主水平基準以上，介乎30米至到265米嘅。至於海港城部分嗰個地盤係部分咧，亦即係三期啦。嗰、那個建築圖則咧，其實喺1999年已經批咗，咁佢可以起得到個高度咧，就可以去到主水平基準以上386.7米。咁我哋亦都話咗俾佢聽，就係話喺我哋去定有關發展項目個高度限制嘅時候咧，我哋同時都限制咗呢兩個地盤其他嘅部分咧，佢係需要作一啲較低矮嘅發展模式。咁樣令到佢可以同周圍嗰啲建築物嘅高度協調咧，個效果係做得到出嚟，並且係需要維持視覺景觀，同埋喺可行性情況之下咧，係預留翻一啲空間嚟到去改善空氣流通。而且係我剛才喺介紹嘅時候講翻，就係當港威三期發展嘅時候，留翻個三條嘅景觀落或者係空氣流通嘅地方啦。咁就呢個係基本上係嗰個答覆嘅。多謝主席。
好，唔該啊 ，Heidi 嘅意見。我有樣嘢有少少奇怪嘅，就係即係如果嗰個市民嘅信係寫俾共建維港委員會，咁我哋諗住喺依度討論，但係如果我哋都未討論咧，就已經即係發展局去答咗嗰個市民咧，咁即係好似有一啲奇怪。咁唔知中間發生咗咩事，或者發展局可唔可以講講？
其實我哋都收過唔止鄧生封信嘅，即係都有其他，咁所以其實我哋都係根據即係規劃署現有嘅資料，因為其實好似呢度所講咧，其實佢嗰個大方圖而家都係喺嗰個 public inspection， 即係公眾即係展示嗰個階段，咁其實就有建議咧，我哋 即都會係要去翻即係城規會嗰邊考慮。咁所以其實我哋就喺個回答裏面咧，就係講咗一啲即係基本嘅資料嘅。咁亦都係即係都強調就係將佢嗰個意見咧就交翻去喺城規會嗰邊，就係即係喺佢而家個 process 嗰度考慮咯。咁所以就規劃處，即係其實規劃處要準備嘢俾城規會，其實係嗰一個意思咯。咁所以咧就咁所以而家我哋就係提供咗一啲資料咯。咁如果即係委員會其實係有好具體或者好特別嘅意見，因為其實今日即係都有討論呢一個 topic 嘅時候，其實我理解就係話，即係好似我哋以往喺呢度有討論嘅時候，可能有啲意見都會係俾翻即係去翻城規會嗰邊，咁所以其實都係可以一併咁樣處理。
OK， 好啊，多謝。我諗我自己有個提議啦，即係話如果嗰、那個如果個信件係 address 去共建維港委員會嘅咧，咁我就希望即係譬如佢 address 去依、這個委員會主席，咁我假設佢就係、是、即係想我哋依個委員會去有一個討論啦。咁變咗如果未討論之前咧，就即係有關當局係代表咗呢個委員會去答咗咧，咁我就覺得即係程序上面好似有少少問題。咁即係如果係我哋傾完之後，咁就秘書處代我哋個委員會去答翻呢個市民咧，我覺得個程序就會比較恰當咯。咁因為即係我哋亦都冇機會去睇到嗰個回答翻呢個市民嗰個信件係即係如何嘅寫法。咁就變咗即係好似程序上面就唔係咁恰當咁啦。邊個想講嘢 ?Yes, 好、yeah.
I think in general we welcome that the planning department is going to try to implement some development control in these build-up areas as that is belated and somewhat late. However, we are a little bit concerned about the process that is being applied. When it was Kung Chong or Wong Chuk Hang, the planning department went to the public first with a well-developed digest and got public input.Before they went to the town planning board. And, but the town planning board has already made some decisions here, and now we have a draft plan to comment on. And the public consultation seems to be limited to the statutory required consultation under the town planning ordinance. So I'm very concerned about the limited opportunity here for the public to have input.If we listen to the planning department, well, the concerns raised for to implement the height restrictions pretty much on the basis of controlling to make sure that there is no building out of context. And I believe that the controls that should be applied should be for density control, and they should go further than just the issue of being out of context. In fact, we believe that it may not always be bad to have a tall building.If that affords a walled building. So height restrictions may not be necessarily a very good method of control, and that we should look at the significant controls in terms of plot ratios rather than just these height restrictions, so that height restrictions itself are not necessarily such an issue. Having asked said so, these visual impact studies that we just saw on the PowerPoint, are they available for the public to look at online? And are they, can I get them from you? And can we get them into the public domain? We found with all the other areas around the harbor that has been a real problem, and we saw these visual impact studies only very late. The AVA studies, are they available online? Can the public look at those? Where are the studies? Do we have to ask the public to come to the Town Planning Board Secretariat to get access and make all the effort, or are you going to make them available like you've done for Wong Chuk Hang and for Kung Chong? Again, why are you making it so difficult for the public to give input? And if the strategy should be to strike a balance between the interest of developers and private property rights and the public interest,then how are you balancing the public interest if you even don't know the public interest because you haven't asked them yet? So I'm just really surprised with the proposals in front of us. Okay. Some specific questions, Chairman, that I have is, given these pictures that we just saw and these blue buildings that have been drawn in, could the planning department be extremely specific about the additional gross floor area permitted, taking into account the current state and the possible and the possible fully developed state under the new guidelines? How much additional gross floor area are we going to allow to be put into Tsim Sha Tsui? You've done the calculations with your blue building, so you should be able to give those numbers reasonably easily, but we haven't seen them. And assuming that that is the new gross floor area, and we're making some assumptions about the future population in the area, what are the current recreational and community facilities, and how many are there in the future, and do you have a surplus or a deficit? Public open space, do you currently have a surplus and deficit, and assuming the future, do you have a surplus or a deficit? What is the impact of these new state that you have decided on with that height restriction on traffic? What is it going to be the impact specifically on your pedestrianization plan for Nathan Road? And under that planned development, can we get back the pedestrian crossing at street level in front of the Peninsula Hotel? Or with these height restrictions that you're putting in, are we still not limiting our development to the point that we can actually get our pedestrian crossings at street level back, do we continue to have to suffer these underground walkways? So those are kind of some specific questions to start out with, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, 有其他的問題? Nick?
Chairman, I think this is all too late, if I'm honest. I mean, if you look at the exceptions in Section 7 of the paper, and then you look at what's already happened, that skyline is already there are major intrusions into that skyline. And from my perspective, I don't know, compared to many other areas in Hong Kong, I don't see this as a sensitive area from a height perspective. I mean, it's all large, all this is happening largely post-event from my perspective. I feel quite strongly, and I will be writing to the board. I mean, I think this is totally arbitrary. I think it's totally inequitable, and I think it's untenable just to do these blanket height limits across great, huge areas. I think you've got to look at things on a building-by-building, site-by-site basis, mm-hmm. If you're really going to introduce the sensitivity that's needed in this sort of exercise. And just an aside, I mean, if government claims that it doesn't have a high land price policy, if essentially you freeze things in the way that the government is freezing things at the moment through the Town Planning Board, you are going to drive values up in a major way, and you're going to affect Hong Kong's competitiveness. And I mean, the people need to understand the repercussions of this particular exercise that's going on across the whole of Hong Kong. Values are going to shoot through the roof, both residential and commercial values. And okay. I'm sure that's not government's objective.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Any other? Yes, Andrew, and then Sujata. Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. I've raised the same point at previous times when we discussed building heights and air ventilation, which is what's the objective that we're trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve two things with building height restrictions. Height restriction to protect ridgelines and air quality in neighbourhoods. I mean, they're really the end objectives of doing this. Notwithstanding, you know, reducing density and all of the other aspects of reducing traffic on the roads. But in a sense, we're trying to achieve good air quality. But if we don't have any information to tell us what air quality is, as opposed to, I mean, tell me about ventilation and air movement and about the implicit information about how air quality will be influenced. That's one thing. That's the ventilation study. If we still don't have good information about the air quality and about the pressure that is being put on us from an air quality point of view at roadside and in these canyon streets. And that to me is one of the key aspects that we need to get our hands on in Hong Kong in terms of addressing issues of good roadside air quality and also then looking at the urban heat island effect. We've got Hong Kong Observatory bang in the middle of this, who predicted that the urban heat island, well, by the end of this century, 2100, there'll be a 5 degrees Celsius increase in temperature, of which 1.5 degrees Celsius will be attributable to the urban heat island effect, which is part and parcel embedded with ventilation and air movement, etc. And, you know, the stagnant air in these areas. And yeah, these are massive issues. And I do agree with Nick that if you're looking at everything in a sort of a blanket approach without good information, then you will not make good decisions. I think we need to know where the critical areas are, and we need to make much more informed decisions in those areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Sujatha?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I also question how this was arrived at in deciding which area should have what heights. And also, by looking at just a photo montage of the skyline is not going to tell you as much as looking at a three-dimensional view of the entire area, what is existing and what is going to be in the future. And I think more important, the process that has gone through to achieve these this current height limit. You know, I think that's important, because it seems like there is a partial vision or information, but it's not really a true vision, like in terms of why is this being done, what about density, all the points that Nick and Paul and Andrew raised. I think those are important, and so it needs to be done. And a lot of places when height controls are imposed, they're done after you actually come up with a vision, you come up with what the area should look like, and then you do it from a three-dimensional perspective. And while you're doing it, you're also indicating which areas are going to be your nodes, and that's why you have a higher building at a particular place, and, you know, all those things. So that information is missing from this current proposal.
Yep. Thank you. Any other comments? What's that? Patrick, let me ask you something. Patrick.
多謝主席，其實我就唔係話想講好多，其實好多嘢大家好多委員都明白嘅，成個 process 都係有少少問題。咁同規劃署嘅同事傾咧，咁其實佢哋個難處咧就話呢啲咁樣嘅工作咧，佢要做喺公眾知情之前咧，佢要做咗一個 process， 就費事而家即係一知道啊，你哋有開 restriction 咧就猛咁入職啦咁樣。 咁咧就所以咧就變咗好多 information 咧就唔係 available， 即係我哋都唔知嘅。咁咧就我想即係話即係變咗咧，就將呢一個話我哋有提意見啊，公眾有啲咩意見嘅時候咧，佢就話你可以向城規會提出咯，係嘛？咁呢個咪就係個公眾參與嘅過程咯。咁即係我哋成日講問就係啲規劃署同事都係咁講啦。咁變咗咧就係問題喺呢度啦。啊，究竟喺呢個程序裏邊咧？ 究竟我哋可以參與到嗰個程度有幾深咧？即係好似剛才好多委員，其實呢個係一個好複雜嘅問題嚟嘅。即係而家我哋淨係話用兩個目的嚇、啊，即係防止屏風樓啊，即係嗰個 air ventilation 啊 ，air quality 啊，同埋嗰個 visual impact 嗰樣嘢咧，其實係唔足夠去 address 好多 urban design 嘅問題啊。即係我哋頭先咁講，咁係咪就係你而家 restrict 咗個 height 就可以改善咗而家個 air quality 咧？係嘛？即係亦都冇改變，一樣係咁差嘅。啊，咁呢啲問題點樣去 address 咧？即係最基本一點。 啊，即係我去參加啲公眾論壇又好咧，你成個咁嘅目的啊，係俾唔到公眾睇究竟嗰個公眾利益喺邊啊？睇唔到佢有咩好處。經過你個喺 restriction 咧，係咪個 community 嘅 environment 會改善咗咧？啊，係咪啲路會闊咗咧？咁如果而家係咪都唔喐嘅時候，咪咩都冇變咯？ 咁呢啲咁嘅情況，我哋係咪可以喺現有嘅城規會呢一個 process 可以改善到咧？ 我好懷疑咯，就係呢樣嘢咯，多謝主席。
好啊，多謝 Patrick， 又帶出我哋即係不停咁討論嘅老問題。咁<笑>或者俾少時間Heidi 佢哋即係回應一下頭先嗰啲委員嘅提問。多謝主席。
多謝各位委員提出嘅提問。其實你哋提出嘅提問咧，就主要分開幾個方面啦。第一就係密度方面嘅。就有委員提到就係話，如果我哋去做呢個高度限制嘅時候，咁個密度係點咧？如果你唔喺密度嗰度嚟到去做一啲嘢嘅時候，其實可能係咪未曾真正咁樣去解決到一啲問題咧？咁。
咁我想喺呢度咧都借一個機會，就係話，當我哋去做呢個高度限制嘅時候咧，我哋係基於一啲以前我哋已經做過嘅研究，主要就係九龍密度研究，做過兩次，其實佢都係為九龍區、九龍半島區咧嗰個密度咧係作出咗一個好詳細嘅評估。喺九龍密度研究一同埋二嘅時候咧，就已經係好清楚咁確立咗，如果九龍半島嗰個發展咧，佢基本上嗰、那個住用同埋非住用嗰個嘅地積比率係可以去到幾多少？其實隨住當時嗰、那個九龍發展密度九龍密度發展嗰個研究咧，我哋都係改咗圖，亦都係經過一系列嘅諮詢程序。亦都係喺刊憲啊，同埋呢個同公眾交代翻關於呢個密度發展嗰個嘅方面嘅考慮嘅。咁所以就係話喺九龍半島裏面，當我哋去做高度限制嘅時候，我哋係用翻即係我哋而家嗰個講緊嗰個嘅地積比率嘅。仲有一樣嘢就係當我哋去睇高度限制嘅時候，其實我哋都係一個平衡嘅一個動作嚟嘅，因為無論我哋引入啲乜嘢嘢，其實即係個情況就係、我哋都要係各方面去平衡，無論係私人嘅利益、政府嘅利益，或者係最重要嘅就係市民大眾嘅利益、市民大眾嘅訴求。其實正正就係因為市民大眾嘅訴求，所以我哋係而家排隊陸陸續續咁去做緊一啲呢個高度限制呢啲嘅建議嘅。咁就我希望我係答咗即係關於嗰、那個密度方面嗰個考慮啦。就另外呢就係、是、講到就係話，咦點解喺呢一個諮詢嘅時候好似大家都唔知道，然後突然之間呢就好似將嗰啲圖則嘅資料呢就刊憲咁，個公眾參與嗰個程序其實係可以點呢？主席就話呢個係一個老問題，其實對於我哋嚟講係一個相當頭痛嘅問題。點解呢？因為個事實的而且確擺喺我哋嘅面前，就係話如果我哋係話俾人哋聽，我哋要喺某一區度做呢，我哋收嗰啲建築圖則係將會真係好多，到時批抑或唔批，批咗之後咧，那個效果咧，仲會係造成更多係唔想要嘅發展，係真係一啲同環境唔協調嘅發展，而佢哋嘅圖則係已經批，亦即係話佢可以起嗰、那個嘅效果。事實上，我哋今次喺刊憲之後，我哋都收到好多喺刊憲之後，我哋都收到好多嘅圖則，即係發展商其實佢哋而家都bling bling 咁樣入緊一啲圖則入嚟俾我哋㗎啦，即係呢個係一個活生生嘅問題嚟嘅。咁就關於另外一個問題就係話究竟而家我喺屏幕裏面俾大家睇過嗰幾幅嘅合成照片咧，其實公眾人士係可以睇得到嘅，因為我哋上個城規會所有嘅文件啊，甚至嗰啲會議記錄，其實咧都係喺嗰個公眾諮詢嗰個櫃台嗰度咧係可以睇得到嘅。咁另外嗰、那個風研究嗰、那個評估嗰個咧，亦都係會上網咧，係大家係可以睇得到嘅，即係嗰個資料。咁就講到風嘢嗰、那個風嗰、那個空氣流通評估咧，我哋係用專家評估嘅形式嚟到去做。剛才有委員提到就係話，究竟你引入咗一啲高度限制之後，真係會唔會改善咗空氣㗎？咁我想借呢個機會澄清，就係其實我哋去做嗰個嘅空氣流通評估，唔係去睇空氣質素啊，我哋去睇風環境，即係主要其實區裏面啲盛行風喺邊度吹嚟。喺夏天嘅時候會係啲風又喺邊度吹嚟？如果啲風吹嚟嘅時候，會有啲即係吹到去呢一個區入面嘅時候，點樣散發？散嘅時候，我哋需要注重一啲乜嘢嘢？呢個係我嚟其中一個參考，作為即係我哋去做呢個高度限制嘅時候，其中一個嘅參考，唔係唯一嘅一個參考。當然我哋要平衡翻即係其他好多唔同嘅考慮啦。咁但係呢一個嘅研究嗰個嘅結果咧，就係、是市民大眾佢如果願意嘅話，佢係可以喺網上邊咧，佢係可以睇得到嘅。就第三樣嘅問題就係話我哋而家一啲嘅假設， 有問題提到就係話，你第日你哋假設嗰啲重建會多咗幾多嘅總樓面面積？咁我想講就係，我哋喺我哋做嘅假設裏面咧，我哋都係用緊同一個嘅地積比，所以以總樓面面積嚟講咧，其實每個別嘅地盤佢唔會多過佢哋而家喺分區嘅大綱圖所限嗰個嘅數量嘅。只不過就係我哋會假設，倘若我哋唔引入高度限制嘅時候咧，佢哋就會用一啲攞盡景或者係一啲攞盡高度嘅一啲嘅方案嚟到去做，我哋即係叫做 worst case scenario， 係舉例佢哋唔會去做任何嘅basement 啦，佢哋唔會去做其他一啲特別嘅嘢，可能佢會起一啲好大嘅露台啦，等等一啲嘅設計，我哋係假設，倘若唔引入高度限制嘅時候，佢係任佢起咧，佢就會用嗰一啲嘅方案嚟到去做嘅。所以總而言之就係話，嗰個嘅整體嘅容量咧就唔會變，只不過就係佢可能會係好瘦好高嗰一個類型走咗出嚟咁樣嘅。即係究竟係肥肥矮矮啊，係肥到邊一個環境啊？一個咁樣嘅姿態，一個咁樣嘅假設嚟嘅。咁就係頭先另外仲有一個問題就係話，究竟今次引入咗高度限制之後會有啲咩好處啊？就講到交通啦。交通嗰方面咧，其實嗰陣時去做即係交通流量方面嗰個嘅考慮，其實嗰陣時去做九龍密度發展嘅時候咧，去睇到咧，其實都最緊要就係喺個基建，包括埋交通方面係咪可以負荷到嘅，即係個 7.5、1.5 係咪可以負荷得到？咁嗰個結果就係話係冇問題嘅，係冇問題嘅，係可以去得到嘅。咁我哋今次引入咗呢一個高度限制之後，其實頭先剛才我喺嗰個介紹裏面咧，我哋係做多咗一樣嘢㗎，就係話喺嗰啲行人路好窄嘅地方，我哋希望嗰個重建嘅時候咧，佢係可以能夠將佢哋嗰個界線咧係褪入啦，亦或者係留翻 1.5 米嘅非建築用地。咁嘅時候咧，個路面環境兩邊，如果兩邊做總共咧嗰個行人嗰、那個行人路嘅寬度咧，係可以達到三米，增加多三米嘅兩邊。因為而家如果我哋靠我哋乜都唔做，即係嘅話咧，咁可能就大家見到嗰啲嘅行人寬度咧，就一路會係繼續落去。咁假以時日咧，都其實個效果唔係太好。我哋引入咗呢一個嘅限制之後，係希望可以喺嗰啲商業區啊，人流咁重嘅地方係做即係呢一個嘅改善。其實去考慮嘅時候都配合翻以往做過一啲嘅改善研究嘅，咁基本上就係同嗰啲改善研究嗰啲結果建議啊，亦都係相符嘅。我希望我係答得到曬啦。即如果係有遺漏嘅話，就麻煩即係或者請主席可以即係話翻俾我聽，好唔該。
好啊，咁或者我都會俾委員去再有一個 round 嘅跟進嚇。咁yes Paul。
Specific questions. How much work has been done since the Gazette? I understand the issue of developers trying to jump the gun during consultation period prior to gazetting, but how much work have you done since gazetting? If I'm not misjudged, and I'm quite a frequent user of your website, I've had great trouble finding those visual impact studies, but I'm happy if the planning department could send me the URLs after this meeting where all this information can be clearly found. I've not been able to access it at this stage. In terms of the GFA, I'm surprised to hear that the plot ratio and therefore the density is not affected by reducing the height ratio. So our statement therefore stands. If you reduce the height ratios, not plot ratios, and plot ratios effectively stay the same, we're going to get fat buildings instead of tall buildings. So therefore, by definition, the impact is going to be worse. I mean, it is like, it's child's play here. I mean, you know, we can't get away with it. So to me, it's a highly disappointing study then, if this is going to be the impact. We're going to make fat buildings instead of tall buildings. That's got to have a negative impact on the AVA. That's a simple rule. The issue is, the other one is then, where are you actually asking for the setback rules? Because in your previous comments, you only have in a specific area you can ask for the setback rules, and not in the entire of Tsim Sha Tsui, the redevelopment. Tsim Sha Tsui East, you're not going to ask for setbacks, but only in the narrow streets in the older part. But in your comment, you suggested it was everywhere, and I don't believe that's the case, and maybe it should be. Are you going to put in comments to make sure that there is the unaccountable bonus and free GFA is going to be inclusive of all the pot ratio calculations in the future in Tsim Sha Tsui, or is there still unaccountable bonus of free GFA in addition to, as additional? So we still have this massive bulk and massing taking place, or are you going to take some controls here? Some specific questions.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Any other questions? Yes, Patrick.
多謝主席。啲 suggestion 咧就話，因為我哋講如果 visual impact 咧，其實呢個係一個真係一個好公眾嘅問題嚟嘅。即係如果講 visual impact， 因為我哋如果做親咧，我哋都會話，即係有啲比較立體啲嘅，可以俾公眾睇到啦。譬如而家我哋九龍半島嚇、compare 去同啲其他城市嘅比較咁樣，好似曼哈頓咁樣嚇。或者芝加哥或者新加坡咁樣睇嗰個整體個外觀，然後睇下公眾嗰個反應係點樣啊？呢個即係叫 visual 係一種好人性嘅嘢啊！即係變咗咧，就想即係喺呢一個咧，就想用呢一個作為比較一個標準啦。咁你 reach line 嗰啲係比較客觀啊，但係而家九龍半島就少咗呢個問題啊，因為你大家睇到嗰個 photo montage， 咁呢個係一個問題啦。咁另外一個問題咧，如果講到話要俾 height restriction 咧，其實咧我哋一路都講個重點啦。剛才都規劃署同事都有講啦。其實我哋而家啲街道好窄啊，環境好差啊，咁嗰啲咧，其實嗰啲係咪需要更重要俾啲 restriction 咧？即係嗰啲 setback requirement 啊，啊，即係嗰個路面要擴闊啊，咁呢啲喺每一個 lot 俾嗰個 requirement 去。啊！呢、這個嗰、那個 restriction 係更重要咧，咁樣即係呢樣嘢，即係會唔會 address 到咧？咁就剛才阿 Paul 亦都提到啦，咁變咗嗰個 density 嘅問題啦。即係而家我都睇唔到嗰個成個 picture 係點樣，即係話有個 high restriction 係咪對個 density 有影響咧？咁有冇影響咧？而家都唔係好清楚都知道。唔該，主席。
好，咁多謝 Patrick 嘅意見。Any other comments？ Sujata。
I think the plot ratio being the same with height restriction, like Paul mentioned, was actually, I think, make it a worse situation. And I think they need to do some simulation of this in 3D before coming up with these are the height limits, and public need to be able to see these simulations of different options or whatever. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sujata. 好啦，咁我假設大家問完啦，咁我俾翻規劃署佢哋作出個回應。Heidi。
多謝主席。剛才我講過非建築用地嗰個位置咧，亦都係大家而家喺屏幕見到嘅位置。我哋就唔係話全個區都係引入嘅，主要就係一啲而家人流多嘅商業地帶，咁就係黃色而家喺圖見到嗰啲啦。咁當然，如果佢係向住大街，亦即係差唔多南同埋彌敦道嗰啲咧，就唔使嘅，因為彌敦道南同埋差唔多南同埋彌敦道咧，其實都已經夠闊啦。我哋嗰個目的就係希望喺內街裏面改善街內嗰個狹窄嘅環境嘅。
OK， 好，唔該曬。咁我諗都傾得差唔多啦，就其實每一次講嗰個高度限制咧，其實我都睇到即係相類似嘅意見係喺依個會議嗰度發生嚇。咁我相信即係經過咁多年嘅討論，其實委員對於即係成個城市設計嘅重點咧，其實都相當清楚。咁其實每一次都係理解唔能夠單靠單方面一個高度限制咧，就可以解決一啲好多即係喺城市設計裏面嘅問題。咁我哋依個委員會當然係其實關即係 關注嗰個海濱區嘅規劃啦。咁咁即係詳細嘅情況唔再即係沉氣講。咁大家都理解嗰個通風環境其實係好多方面嘅考慮，而即係單靠高度限制不改密度，可能係會令個通風環境係即係適得其反。咁我諗呢啲都即係喺過去都有好多嘅討論。咁我相信其實傾下傾下，其實大家都即係越嚟越清楚㗎啦。咁我諗即係依個議程，我諗講到依度為止啦。咁多謝規劃處 ，Yes Paul。
Chairman, for those questions that were not answered, could I have them post this meeting from the planning department at some station prior to the end of the consultation by the town planning board on this project, including the specific GFA and so on, those specific questions we've asked and not have had an answer on?
那個 GFA 我剛才聽到他已經講了，就是說是沒有少到 GFA 嘛，你是問有沒有少到 GFA 有沒有影響嘛，那個 planning department 就答了你是沒有少到 GFA。
Yeah, but they could give me the specific answer. They've drawn in and calculated how much additional GFA is going to go in. They've done all the blue buildings and so on, so they can give me a specific number saying what is the existing and how much is the additional.
你意思是它發展了之後多了多少 GFA？
Yeah, the total GFA that they're going to permit to go into the whole area. They've calculated that very specifically for the AVA studies. They've made models to do AVA testing, so it's specifically calculated of what we currently have in Tim Sha Tsui and how much is going to go in if it's going to be fully developed. But those bases, they've built models. So I'm sure that the planning department can be extremely specific on the exact amount that is going to go in from current to fully developed under the new regulations.So we can be very specific about that number. I will be very interested in seeing that.
多謝主席。剛才我提過，我哋其實係已經係假設咗分區計劃大綱圖上面嗰個最大嗰個數目，亦即係如果係住用嘅就係 7.5。非住用嘅咧就係 1.5， 呢個係就係普通嘅住宅，係啦。咁其實喺呢個大前提底下之後點計嘅咧，就係如果佢嗰個地盤係幾大，我哋基本上就乘呢一個數嘅，即係個電腦就會係咁樣做出嚟嘅。咁即係你個地盤如果係某一個數字嘅時候，我哋乘翻佢總容許，其實實際上佢可能起唔到嘅。但是我哋都係計到一個最壞嘅狀態，就係我哋會假設佢起曬嘅 7.5 1.5， 即係如果佢係住宅用途地帶，如果係商業嘅用途地帶呢，佢就係12啦，咁即係話12倍就乘返佢嗰個地盤面積咁樣嚟到去做㗎。
咁阿波就想攞嗰個數係嘅，等即係計埋即係confirm 埋個答案係幾多嘛？咁你俾唔俾到啊？係啊，
我佢係要一個總數係嘛？
你同佢講啊。真係唔好意思啊，開會開得太耐啊，頂唔順啊，主席都。
我哋其實呢一個好簡單嘅總數，我哋有每一個用途地帶嘅總面積，將嗰個乘咗個數，我哋係絕對可以俾到阿波㗎。
OK， 好啊，咁我諗呢個數交俾，唔好淨係俾佢啦，咁就交返俾下呢個會，我哋下次即係做，即係呢個喺下次會議之前，我哋希望收到呢一個總數啦。
好啊。
OK， 唔該你 Heidi。咁喂，多謝規劃處嘅朋友嚟出席呢個議程，咁我哋進入下一個議程。